Where do you think your relationship would be had you guys not gone for therapy?
We probably would have been divorced, living two separate lives.
This is In Therapy, stories and conversations about the pursuit of mental health. I'm your host, Ncabakazi Manzi. Iman Pinar and Ayub Bandika first met in 2013. At the time, Iman worked for an animal hospital and Ayub, a vet, sat on the board of the hospital. For Iman, the attraction was instant.
I think the first time when I saw him, it was his uniform. Because I absolutely love a man in uniform and just his presence. I was just very shy and I was just attracted to him when I saw him.
On his end, Ayub, who had been previously married and subsequently divorced, was drawn to Iman's personality.
There was something about a character that showed that this was a very good person, not just on the outside, but on the inside. And there was a potential in her to really flourish into a wonderful woman and in whatever field she takes. So that was just from the professional aspect. And then from the personal aspect, there was that smile and that bubbly personality and that loving to engage with people and talk to people. That aspect of the character is what drew me. She had a warmth about her that was, you know, sometimes words can't put it in, you know, can't adequately describe it. She had that which really drew me to her, and that's how it developed from there on.
After a few years of getting to know each other, the couple decided to get married despite challenges brought on by their different backgrounds. Iman is from a predominantly coloured and Christian family, while Ayub was raised in an Indian and Muslim home, and some of their family members were not supportive of their union. In order to cope with the pressures, the two went for premarital counselling, which Iman remembers as having given them the clarity that they needed.
I just remember us speaking about things that would affect our marriage in the future. My view is that marriage is a contract and you don't just live on fresh air. You have to discuss important things like when our mothers get old, who will take care of them, things like children, who's going to maintain the children. And these were some of the important things that we needed to discuss. Yeah, you get a lot of clarity as to what you're getting yourself into, and also the type of person that you are marrying. That was really important for us to do, and that is something also that Ayub has taught me, that you don't just go into something quickly and heedlessly and hastily. You think about everything and then you evaluate and then take it from there.
While the couple found the premarital counselling useful, it wasn't enough to prevent conflicts in the first 3 years of marriage.
I remember, you know, it was maybe 2 or 3 weeks after marriage that she already used the term divorce, and then a month or two later she even wanted a divorce as well. And so there were many heated arguments and debates. You know, we'd have maybe a few days it will be good, and then we'll have an argument, and then we'll, you know, we'll be angry for another day or two, and it would just be up and down like that all the time. There was no real stability, and it actually caused both of us lots of emotional distress, because you don't know, and sometimes it could be the smallest things that would trigger me or trigger him, and you know, we'd end up having an argument over it, and then something small would be blown out of proportion.
We had many fights. There were many times that I wanted to get a divorce, because I felt like we weren't understanding each other. We wanted two different things. It was challenging. And I think in the first year, after his first marriage, he was alone for quite some time. So he grew quite independent. And so when I came along, that independency then affected our marriage. And I would feel left out because he wouldn't make decisions. I wouldn't be part of making decisions. Rather, he would then make it on his own. And so that also contributed to us going for counseling. I felt also that in the first year that I was filling someone else's shoes, you know, being his ex-wife. And so I also had to grow a lot and accept who I was and what I can contribute into the marriage.
It was not until their daughter Haja was born in 2016 that Ayub suggested they see a therapist on a full-time basis. But Iman was a little reluctant.
Iman wasn't too keen on counseling, and she told me later on that, you know, we're not used to this. And when she said we're not used to it, meaning her and her family, they never really bothered seeking help for going to counseling for relationship matters. They were just either, you know, shut it out and move on and not bother with it, you know, whether the relationship broke down or whether it carried on there, but they wouldn't deal with things. And even, I must admit, even my own mother would say, you know what, I don't worry much with counseling. You just need God and the Quran and the prophetic example, and that's enough.
Once Iman gave into the idea of counseling, she found that it wasn't as intimidating as she had initially thought.
Why were you not so keen in the beginning?
I was afraid, and also I didn't know what to expect. it's just also your fears as well, you know, and you have lots of doubts. You have lots of self-doubt as well. And all those emotions then came to play, and I guess that was the main thing for me, opening up and not reliving certain experiences from my side. It was quite easy when I gave it a shot and I said, okay, I'm just gonna go for one session and see how it goes, and then take it from there. But it's such a beautiful experience. You speak about so many other things. It's not just marriage. It's basically also the external factors that influence your marriage or that impact it. So it's your safe little space that you're in. And it's confidential. Yeah, it is you and your partner's space that you feel free and you can just speak and you are listened to, you are heard. I felt quite comfortable speaking and opening up from that point onwards because our counselor is amazing and she's got a lot of passion for the people that she sees and people in general. So we love her.
With regular sessions, the pair began to understand fundamental things about themselves and their marriage.
Our expectations of marriage were also different. And obviously the examples that our parents set when we are smaller, but also other couples around us, whether it be our uncles and aunts or grandparents or just what we see. Because now you have to create your own family environment and you need to, you know, all those lessons come into play, and even the scars or the wounds of the past, whatever you've experienced as a child, one doesn't think that it actually plays a role, but it does, whether subconsciously or consciously, and that is what helped us. But as I said, we hit a really low point and it wasn't all great, but we still have issues up until now, but because we're human and we're from different, you know, we still our own individuals with own different thought processes, but communication is key, and that is where I think the value of our counselor really came to the fore.
Ayub, how would you say the relationship has changed since you've been in therapy?
It's definitely changed for the better. There's been a lot of growth. And as I stressed earlier, that, you know, it started off like at a point, and then it basically went down, and even while we were still going for counseling, things were just not getting better. I know even at some stage we spoke to the counselor about getting a divorce, and even if we were going to get a divorce, we were going to do it at least amicably, and she would help us. So it went down until it hit rock bottom, and you know, and as Iman said, there were things that had to come out that she was holding in, and there was some incidents that had happened and trauma. So with the help of counseling, it was lots of hard work, and it was very, very emotionally painful and stressful period for us. But it finally came out, and when it came out, then we at least knew what was causing the problems, and we then slowly started to work at it. And we then had to, you have to then make the changes. You have to ask yourself what is important. If you need to make changes, you've got to make those actual changes. And we did. We went about making changes. I mean, it means having to cut out certain things or certain people that are of negative influences or bad influence in one's life. And I mean, within a year, I think I've seen the changes in Iman, in the sense that, I can look at her with lots of admiration and pride, in the sense that how she's just moved on in leaps and bounds in learning, and that it was the spark that I saw in a character initially that has now come to the fore. So yeah, I definitely see the growth and the benefits that. And we've all have changed and grown in it. And
the people around you, Ayub, how do they respond to the fact that you guys are in therapy?
Look, we don't tell everybody. I must say, as I said, even my mom, she knows we go, but she's not really supportive of it. She doesn't think it's necessary. And others, we've had friends my friends or her friends that have maybe gone through difficult times, and I've referred people to our counselor and couples, and so has Iman, and those that have known, they've actually come back and been very, very positive. Many have actually said that they're so grateful that we've referred them to them,
Iman is also grateful that the sessions allowed her to reflect on how she grew up and how she could change her own destiny.
In my family, my mom wasn't really like a talker, or she wouldn't show her feelings. She's been through her trauma, and that I've only taken that example. And so it really opened my eyes to something new, and that we constantly need to make an effort and also improve ourselves. It was a big eye-opener for me, and it changed my perception on counselling. Sometimes you need to be open to things that you're not comfortable with, and that obviously that unveiled so many things and so much light. It's been a challenging journey for us, but we're still at it.
With that, we come to the end of episode 7. Thank you to my guests, Ayub and Iman, for sharing their story with me. Special thanks to team members Dinika Naidu, who's the co-producer, Nomali Kaele, who does social media, and the engineers Pamandla Yende. Thank you for listening. To give us feedback on this episode and others, send an email to infherapy@kayafm.co.za. Breathe, a song by Zasha, is the official theme song, and you can find the full album titled Therapy on all major platforms.
I've got to breathe. Sometimes